Britain has now lost 4 major warships in the fighting. And ABC's John Cooley in London says this has to be seen as a serious blow to the British fleet.
The news of these losses after yesterday's mass attacks by the Argentine Air Force seems likely to raise many searching questions when Defense Secretary John Knott faces Parliament today. Questions have already been raised about why anti-aircraft missile defense of the British bridgehead has not been more effective. The Atlantic Conveyor's loss is somewhat less serious because the British say all the Harrier jets were taken off first. But serious enough. This large container ship has been serving as a kind of third makeshift aircraft carrier by ferrying the Harriers around, thus easing the pressure on the task force's 2 real carriers, the Invincible and the Hermes. John Cooley, ABC News, London.
There are so far unconfirmed, we say unconfirmed, reports that the Atlantic Conveyor was hit by a French-built Exocet missile. And that's the same kind that sank the British destroyer Sheffield earlier in the fighting. There's renewed push for peace at the UN, the Security Council there. A vote expected today on a compromise resolution giving Secretary General Perez de Cuellar 7 days for another attempt to negotiate a ceasefire in the Falklands. That proposal does not commit either Britain or Argentina to a truce during the talks. I'll have more after this.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was about 18.
Mr. John Gatto, Bethpage, New York.
It changes the color of the teeth.
He used Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish.
I saw a really big difference.
Topol Tooth Polish, with 3 ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains.
It's very pleasant tasting and gentle. I've noticed a remarkable change in the color of my teeth.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, with 3 ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol, tested and proven gentle so you can use it every day.
Mr. Gardner, those old newspapers are too heavy for you to lift.
My back just told me the same thing, Sally.
Now, you just sit there. I think my dad has some Doane's pills in the house.
Doane's pills? Just what this nagging backache needs.
Good advice. Doane's pills for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Gardner. How's your back tonight?
My back's doing just fine. Thanks to you and those Doane's pills.
Northwest Airlines, still fighting a strike by its baggage handlers and machinists, says it will lay off 1,200 flight attendants because it's had to cut back on service. American carmakers say their sales for the middle of May rose more than 12%. So far during May, sales are up nearly 15% over a year ago. And if you're going to be on the highway during the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, you'll find plenty of gasoline available and at the right price, about 15 cents a gallon below what we were paying at this time last year. According to a new industry survey, sales of existing homes were down 4.5% in April. Existing home sales had improved in the preceding 2 months. A couple of sports notes this morning. Pitcher Ferguson Jenkins of the Chicago Cubs last night became the 7th major league pitcher to strike out 3,000 batters, fanning Gary Templeton of the San Diego Padres. The Padres won anyway, 2-1. And Baltimore's Jim Palmer won his 250th game last night as the Orioles defeated the Texas Rangers 10-3. The space shuttle Columbia this hour should be starting a slow rollout to the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center. NASA officials say everything is on target for a launch for the Columbia around the end of June. A birthday party underway on a sun deck at a children's ranch in Arkansas. When the deck suddenly collapsed, 34 people were hurt, 1 seriously, when they fell a dozen feet to the ground. Construction worker Patrick Godocki was operating a steamroller on the job in North St. Louis when he suddenly fell off and the 12-ton machine rolled over on top of him. Godocki miraculously is alive to tell about it. Apparently, he sank into some soft mud. He has a crushed pelvis, punctured lung, some other injuries, but he survived. This is ABC News.
Extra, extra, kid bites dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
What kind of kids love Armor hot dogs?
Big kids, little kids, kids who climb on rocks.
Fat kids, skinny kids.
Even kids with chicken pox
love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
This is World News This Morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will prevail today from eastern Texas and the Central Plains states to lower Michigan, the Ohio Valley, and the southern Atlantic coast. New England should have lots of sunshine today. Oh, large hail reported last night in the town of Monahans in West Texas. More than a dozen people had minor injuries. President Reagan has declared the whole state of Texas a major disaster area. 2 weeks of storms have caused widespread damage and a lot of flooding. The president out in California last night drumming up support for his budget proposals at a Republican fundraiser. Mr. Reagan calling it a sort of pure and simple fight between those who have hope and those who have not. ABC's Mike Von Frem says about 3,500 demonstrators were outside the fundraiser protesting a variety of causes. Meanwhile, back in Washington, the House continues to wrestle with the president's budget. And ABC's Vic Ratner says tempers are starting to get a bit short.
This budget battle is getting testy, Joe. Maybe it was the closeness of the race or the lateness of the hour, but after the House had been in session for all day and most of the evening and had disposed of only a handful of the more than 60 amendments, the comments were getting pretty barbed. Democrats now will try to restore some proposed Medicaid cuts to the Republican budget. Ironically, if they succeed, Joe, they may shoot themselves in the foot, because that restoration of money might make it easier for wavering lawmakers to score some political points by voting for the Republican budget and voting with President Reagan. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
The House is expected to vote today on whether to veto a Federal Trade Commission ruling aimed at protecting used cars buyers. The Senate has already vetoed the measure. If the House goes along, the proposed new rule would not take effect. Consumer groups say if that happens, they'll go to court. It looks as though continued government spending will be coming down to the wire again. Opponents of a plan to put aside $1 billion for mortgage subsidies are filibustering an emergency spending bill. And Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker warns if there is an action soon, some government payments could be interrupted. And officials at Kennedy Airport in New York are holding an Ecuadorian cargo plane. The plane reportedly was loaded with Israeli arms and a number of passengers, some of them Israelis. And there are reports the arms were headed for Argentina. ABC's Andrew Mizell's in Tel Aviv says the Israeli government is denying that.
Israeli officials today denied categorically that the Israeli arms found aboard an Ecuadorian cargo plane at Kennedy Airport were bound for Argentina. A high-ranking Israeli source close to Prime Minister Begin told me the bombs, rockets, and other weapons aboard the plane were definitely not meant for delivery to Argentina. He would not, however, say where the shipment was bound, and this in keeping with normal Israeli policy. Israel has said that it was not now making any new arms deals with Argentina, at least until the Falklands dispute is settled. It does not deny that it had arms deals with Argentina in the past. Andrew Mizell, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
Now that Iran has been able to drive Iraq out of the Persian Gulf port of Khorram Shahr, Iran's government says it's not interested in talking about a truce until Iraq's government has been overthrown. New Jersey's police superintendent says organized crime appears to be making a home for itself in his state. Clinton Pagano says more than 5,400 deputed members and associates of organized crime families are now active in the state of New Jersey. Armin Hammer, the chairman of Occidental Petroleum, is calling on the U.S. to mend its ways about energy complacency. Speaking at the World's Fair in Knoxville, Hammer warns if we don't find energy alternatives, we may see OPEC oil prices of $100 a barrel. He didn't say when, however. British troops fighting in the Falklands don't have much to look forward to, but an English farmer has tried to make life a little brighter for them. He's donated hundreds of pounds of strawberries to be flown to servicemen in the South Atlantic. The British Milk Marketing Board has topped it off by providing some cream to give the soldiers a favorite seasonal delicacy of strawberries and cream. That's World News this morning for the ABC Information Network. I'm Joe Templeton.